prophet. Then we have another guy we used to call our apostle. We used to call him apostle because that guy cannot stay in one place. Hey, that guy, just tell our let's go somewhere and evangelize. Before you know it, he started shouting. He will start making noise, so we call him apostle. Because your blood is never at peace. Leave him in the weekend. He said, I need to just go somewhere and preach. I said, yeah, go to Benue State University. Go and find people there and preach. That's our way for you. Me, teacher, when they have doctrinal matters, they'll just come to my room, to my bunk in family house, say, Pastor David, this passage is saying this. What about this passage? It's not contradicting this. I will not say, okay, if you check this one, check this one. If you put the two together, say, Rabbi, that was my own. The Bojide prophet. Ha! Hey, God. He did it to the point where we'll be worried. Which kind of human being is this? We'll start praying like this. Job tell us 5 minutes time. Light is coming. I'm telling you, we'll start 5, 4, 3. By the time we are saying 1, light has come. That guy who entered the bus on our way, maybe to go and do something, to submit PPA, parameters of assignment. Did we know everybody's name in the bus? You are Esther. You are Joy. You are Queen. You are... Bus, we scatter. Bus, we just scatter. Everybody will be like, hey! And now, they don't want to hold him. Just keep on, you know. That was the kind of person he was. And so, gradually, one day, we're praying like this. And as we're praying, it's like I saw a screen. Ha! I said, Jide, I'm seeing something, you know. He said, that's how I used to see it. I said, ah! So, just by praying together, after a while, Jide, that does not know how to sing. Me, I was the one, I was the rap. They call me Rabba and Samis because I would play keyboard and sing. After a while, Jide would say, I feel like singing, you know. The way you used to hear songs because I would sing and I would be picking, bringing down, downloading songs. Jide started downloading songs. Ah, Jide that does not have voice. He said, singing like us. After a while, you know what we discovered? Everything Jide could do, this one could do. Everything this one could do, this other person could do. Of course, the people who were excited from it to have greater strength. Are you with me? It is God's way to bring you establishment spiritually. Let me show you something. Romans chapter 1 from verse 11. I know I talked about this some other time, but let me talk about it again. Romans 1 verse 11, it says, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end it may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Verse 12. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. That means the establishment will come in the form of comfort. That means what Paul was actually saying was not just about me laying hands on people, or the pastor, or him coming to lay hands. He was saying that you will be established by the mutual faith. That I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. That means establishment will come by mutual faith, but it will come in form of comfort. Every single time, has it happened to you before where you come to church, you are feeling down, you are feeling somehow. After church, by the time you just greeted somebody greeted you, somehow you just felt relieved. That relief that comes because we are just gathered together is called comfort that brings establishment. There are some people, one challenge in their life and they are off. One challenge and they are just tired, they want to give up, they want to drink sniper, they want to all kinds of things. But you see another person who has a solid support system in church. That same challenge. People are comforting him, people are talking to him, people are encouraging him. And soon he bounces back. But the other person, that thing will just keep on taking him on a downward spiral. It will take him down and down and down. Before you know what's happening, depression. That's why it's a bad thing to be in a church and yet not be connected to people. It's a bad thing. You are like fish that is drowning inside water. Or a fish that is thirsty inside water. That thing is better to put it that way. Are you following me? People that you can... That bond together. That is that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Do you know that even Apostle Paul benefited from this? Many times when people are saying, I'm not sure what God is leading me to do. If they are really connected, if it's one body of Christ and you are really connected amongst believers, when God is leading you to do something, you have God to confirm with other believers. Why am I teaching this thing? I'm teaching it because I am doing what Paul can say. I, Paul, as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation. I'm in Abuja. This church is just starting. And so, I'm trying to lay foundations. Are you following me? When I will know that people have started getting it right, a time will now come where God will be showing you things about her. God will be showing you things about... Are you with me? God now knows that there is a network in the spirit between these people. I can use this one to pray for this one. I'm telling you what we experience regularly. Let me show you something. We've talked about it here before, but let me show you. Nobody can escape from this. So nobody can escape from this. Every man of God, every pastor. See, most times when you hear men of God fail, you know what happened? Satan broke them off from people who they were connected to. People who were connected to them spiritually and can say, I don't like what I'm sensing about this person. What's happening? Who can call you and say, what's happening? For instance, there was a time I was fasting so much. I was fasting and praying. Then new build was just about 1 year, 2 years old. I was fasting and praying every day. That was 2020. I fasted and prayed almost every day of that year. Then I fell sick. I fell sick so bad that I'll be preaching. I'll say, excuse me. I'll run out. I'll go and vomit. Wash my mouth and come back and continue preaching. I'll just say, right now, everybody pray in the spirit. Choir, come to the stage. I'll run out. I'll vomit. Sometimes I'll go and sneeze out blood. All those kind of things. Then Pastor Elijah called me. Pastor Elijah that we invited for 5th anniversary called me. He said, I've been having a revelation about you. He said, in this revelation, I saw you and I were walking on the road, and rain began to fall. And the rain became so heavy. Then I took a shade, and I was under the shade, but you were still walking, saying, I will get to the end of this journey now. I will get to the end of the journey. And I was begging you, enter a shade. I said, no. He said, the rain beat you so much. You were so wet. You were so tired, but you kept on walking. You kept on walking. And I was begging you, please, enter under the shade. He said, David, are you okay? I said, sir, I'm not okay. As I'm speaking to you, there is drug in my left and my right hand, but I will get to the end of this journey. He said, David, I beg you, break that fast now. And that was the word of the Lord. But you see some people, they are going through deep things. Nobody can pick anything for them. Nobody. Nobody can watch over them spiritually. Are you with me? This is why when we become, in fact, we are already a mega church. Are you with me? Yes. Glory! Yes. But we must, that's why we are trying to put what we call accountability structure. People who can say, how are you? Because sometimes people are looking fine, but they are not fine. They are not fine. My God, I have seen people, they are praying in tongues in church, but they are struggling with pornography. I mean, serious struggle. Serious struggle. I remember one time, we had a son in our Potako church. I was passing church that day on Saturday, praying. I passed him. Said, are you okay? I said, come to my office, come and see me. And then things began to come out. Acts chapter 20. I wanted to show you something here. Acts chapter 20. Paul, I was going to talk about how God confirms his word through other believers. Still under the subject of establishment, right? Are you with me? He says, and now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, that's verse 23, saying, I'm tempted to teach about leadings here because the witness was coming with a saying. It's an inner witness, but it had a saying. Are you with me? Say that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and affliction abide me. What was happening there? Christians in every city wake up and say, Paul wants to go to Jerusalem. He should not go. Afflictions and bonds. You know, King James is fresh. Afflictions and beating. If I'm reading this, afflictions and shaggy. They beat the guy. Have they beat somebody to the point where if he fainted, They dragged him out of the city on the ground like that. I remember one time. 2021 January, I was praying and the Lord said, from today henceforth, you will never go to Lagos, Abuja, and any place more than 6 hours by road. I said, Lord, I want to save money for the work, for the ministry. He said, I've heard you. He said, if there is no money, then you don't travel. Am I clear? Because different preaching, church-related issues. I said, yes, Lord. Then, 2 months later, in the month of March, there was something I needed to go and do in Lagos. I had a program. And that was when they just increased flights from a... First of all, I think it was... You know, flight those days would be 15K. Sometimes 10K, say 15. I remember Lagos, I got free, was 3.5. Port Harcourt to Lagos, but I got free bus was 3.5. Flights! Eric Air, you'll be seeing flight of 12.5. 15,000. If you reach 20,000, you book late. They now shot it up to 30. That was the first hike. The cheapest flight was 30,000. I said, Lord, no. When I can go with 3.5. I will now spend 30,000. No, Lord. Not so, Lord. So I made up my mind that the next morning, 6 a.m., I'm going to the park. I did not tell anybody. It was in my mind that I would go to that park by 6 a.m., enter bus, just pay 3.5, and vroom. Actually, we wanted to carry some equipment to Lagos. And I would also just use that period and just enter Lagos too and visit Lagos Church. I had not told anybody. This was around 8 a.m. in the morning. It was still in my mind. By 10, there's this member of our church, Precious Chimezi. She just ran inside the church and said, well, I want to see Pastor. I said, what's the matter? She came crying. Pastor, I just came out from a dream. I said, What happened? Tell me. Let's release fire against the devil. Say, Pastor, you were traveling. I saw you in a bus. I said, hey. They have catch me. He said, Pastor, I saw you in a bus. You were in a bus. The bus has an accident. It's a man assaulted. And Pastor, we're all crying. I don't want to say what happened to your enemy. We're all crying. No, Pastor. My man said, lie. You see that bus, I must go. This is Godfrey. How will I spend 30K on flight? And Godfrey is just 3.5. No way, I must go. I can imagine God looking at me. See this one. See, I was still thinking it by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Another person came. Deborah. She was running. Pastor, please. Pastor, same way. Same tears, same crying. Pastor, I saw you traveled by. I said, I'll not do it again. Now, I am the least steward, though. G.O. Hey. Least steward. But, you see, because there was a connection in the spirit. Are you with me? The Holy Ghost can witness to them. How can you see? You see some people, you hear some cases, and you are wondering, how were you, sir? I met a man one time in Lagos. Sorry, I want to deviate into marriage a little bit. Don't be angry. Are you with me? I met a man in Lagos. Enter the boat. I was going to see a man of God in Lagos. And then he looked at me and said, you look like a man of God. I said, yes, sir, I'm a pastor. I pastor so and so. He said, Kai, you looked up like this. I said, he said, Kai! He started crying. I said, what is it, sir? He said, I made a mistake in marriage. I said, sir, don't be quick to say you made a mistake. There are many things that make a marriage work and make a marriage not work. He said, see, I married a woman for 25 years, and after 25 years, she told me my mission is done. And now, he said, not just that my mission is done, she actually told me I'm a witch and brought out her elements. He said, what? And I asked him, why didn't what happened? He said, that actually what happened there, that he does not even know where to start from, heard the story. He went to a church to preach, and a lady was leading worship in choir. Lord, you are so amazing. And he was like, wow. I just love what I'm seeing. I love what I'm seeing. Ah! This looks good. So after preaching, he told the pastor, I want to see. Call that sister for me. And he went and they called the sister. He became a friend. That even joined their church. And he started dating the lady. And then they got married. He said he noticed when they got married, anytime he wants to make anything serious, any serious move for God, she will rise up. Either if he wants to go and travel to preach somewhere, she will say no. Or he wants to go and do something. He said there was a time he was supposed to travel out of the country to preach. Is he in Portugal or somewhere? He was that morning, all his documents got missing. He found out 10 years later, she's the one that hid it because she brought it out and gave him. They have children. No? God. After 25 years, she now said this was the coven they sent her from. That she's a lord. My own question was, how did you marry that kind of person and nobody was able to tell you that, sir? Huh. There is fire on the mountain. And you start have to tear in race. No, how, sir? He said, he saw some things, so he saw some things, but he was like, no, it cannot be. You see, love is blind. So that means God was trying to show him. Are you with me? How can you have a major decision and all the believers around you are telling you no, and you still go ahead? There's something wrong. You must have a committee of believers to say, let us pray about this thing. Are you with me? Even as Pastor David, there are many decisions we want to make. I'll tell our pastors, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. All of you, okay. For instance, my moving to Abuja was not a surprise to many people. I was surprised that many people were not surprised. Oh my God. I was surprised that they were not surprised. For instance, Pastor Peter that we just ordained, he was sharing with me how that last year, at our last year anniversary, I had not announced anything about Abuja or none of that. He saw me put Pastor Wisdom. I called Pastor Wisdom out. I called him out. He saw that I ordained him. And after I ordained him, I told the church, my work in Port Harcourt is finished. I'm moving to Abuja. So he woke up. He was like, Pastor David did not say anything about Abuja. He has not even said anything about ordaining me. I bet maybe it's my mind. Then, January 2024, and I announced, I'm moving to Abuja. I say, my ordination is closed. So, because of the other one, he was able to calculate, if this one is coming, that means the other one is coming. September, I called him and said, Pastor Peter, the Lord just said, it's time for you to be ordained. He said, Pastor, I'm ready. I knew, I saw it coming. I was like, how do you know? It was when he was sharing with me his own part. Are you with me? So, you need that kind of family, that spiritual kind of family, that can say, we need to come and pray for our sister. Not that, you know, part of the problem that why this thing does not work in the modern day church. You know, there's something raining now. People like to do church without showing workings. Abi, God will show somebody something. Go and pray. No, you got a gist. Or you found out something about a person. Instead of you to pray, they will start gisting. Saying, that sister. She didn't sleep with married man. Jesus. When the sister now show in church, bless you. Oh, unto the Lord. Then you now see the sister crying somewhere. Say, you never cry where? Never cry where? You cry where? Holy Ghost. Musa anointing. Holy Ghost. That's why many of these things. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. So we go to church for spiritual establishments. The third one, we go to church regularly to be provoked to good works. I've talked about that a little bit. To be provoked unto love and provoked to good works. Meaning, what we are saying is that when you come to church, the Christianity of somebody else is supposed to stir you up spiritually. When you see the way somebody else is responding to God. So you come to church, you claim to be a very quiet person. Then you see somebody else shouting, glory! Glory! You say, no, I cannot be this. I cannot be doing this demure or demure for the Lord. No, I need to step up. You are provoked to good works. Are you following me? You see the way somebody else is worshiping. You see Pastor David worship and cry. And you are dry. That eye dry like desert. You will not say, no. I need to worship God. My heart needs to open for the Lord. Some would have never cried for God, though. All their cries, he broke my heart, I broke it. Or she broke my heart. Never cry for the Lord. I used to tell the Lord, God, my tears belong to you. You are provoked to good works. You come and you see somebody praying and you are like, no, I need to increase my prayer fire. Praise the Lord. I remember one of the first 10 hours prayer we had. It was an all-night meeting in 20. My wife, is it 2019, right? 2019. There were some guys that came to pray with us. We were about four in that prayer meeting. Me, Kiki, Ebenezer, Pastor Faith. Four of us. Me, I can pray, but the way I saw my wife pray, after our prayer meeting, they started calling our spirits. Because, you know, as lead steward now, even if sleep is catching you, you just maintain. Like, she sat down there, crossed her leg, prayed in tongues from 9 o'clock to 7. 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. The two guys with me, they had slept, woken up. Slept. By morning, they say, good morning, spirit. And the pastor, hello, spirit. Good morning, oh. Let me tell you the truth. Even as lead steward, I was provoked. I was like, I can't not sleep. No. I'm provoked. What? No. I will still go and find another and pray my own and stretch myself a little bit. Are you with me? That's how to provoke yourselves. It's not competition. It's spiritual provocation. Amen. You are provoked to good works. You come to service, Pastor David explains something. You're like, I never saw it that way. You are provoked. Every service supposed to, like for instance, on Sunday, that kind of service supposed to ginger you that no, I need to take my work with God serious. Are you with me? Provokes to good works. Every service, let me tell you something. I believe that if many people are actually experiencing church the way they ought to experience church, we should have more exemplary Christians. Did you hear what I just said? We should have more exemplary Christians because you come for service and something provokes you. Kai, I cannot continue like this. By the time you are done with 1 year, it should be obvious that you went somewhere. I can remember parents, many parents have met me. Say, what did you tell my daughter? What did you tell my son? Why is he praying like? And I say, true, he came. Finally, why do we go to church? Why must we belong to a church? To be held accountable. We have to open some scriptures here. Quite a number of them, then we'll close. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Hebrews 13, verse 17. It says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. You know, one of the things the devil has done in generation is he has raised a mindset of rebellion. Nobody can tell me what I want to do. You know, I saw a thread on Twitter, or what they call X now. A guy and his wife, they got married, they joined the church. And there was something the guy did in church that was not really right. And they tried to correct him. The pastor tried to correct him. They're like, brother, next time you don't act like that in a service, you don't just get angry and shout. And the guy got angry, so angry, he left the church WhatsApp group. Left the church workers group, left the church leaders group. So, the pastor now met his wife and was like, please, talk to your husband. Now, this is not the way to respond to something. We just corrected him and this is not the way to respond. And do you know what it was the guy writing the tweet. The guy said, so pastor is now talking to my wife. Say, tell the pastor that I want his wife to talk to me. So, the wife now talked to him and He said he preferred the way the wife spoke to him than the way the pastor actually spoke to him. Then the pastor will call, he will not pick. If the pastor's wife calls, he will pick. Then if the pastor calls his wife, the wife will respond. He now said, since the pastor has my wife, may I want the pastor's wife. And we were hailing him on Twitter. I said, correct guy. He said, since the pastor and my wife now are gelling, me, I want to also date the pastor's wife too. Tell the pastor that I want to date his wife. So people were now hailing him on Twitter. He said, no matter, he now said, this is a word to every young man here. Don't let any pastor take over your family. Don't let any pastor take over your house. You are in charge. You are in charge. You're like, cry down, sir. In the sense of marriage, he actually has a point. As a pastor, there is a limit to which I can enter a family. Are you with me? There are some things I cannot tell. There are some things that are beyond my jurisdiction as a pastor. I can just say, okay, this is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. I will advise people should do this. People should do this. But if they will get it done, they have to decide to submit to what I'm saying. Are you with me? Submission cannot be forced. Are you with me? It cannot be forced. But at the same time, submission is necessary. So now, the guy pulled that stunt and people were hailing him. That's the same pastor you now want to pray for you when you are going through challenge. I don't know if you get me. You know, we live in a generation where people will celebrate the social media pastor that don't have access to. If you want to go and see that pastor now, that pastor you are shouting about, if you want to call him now, say, sir, there is fire on the mountain. Do you know the kind of calls I receive every night? Sometimes 3 a.m., people will call me and say, pastor, pray now. Pray now. My sister is about to die. There was a testimony in Port Harcourt Church. The lady died and came back to life. Glory. If you know the prayer. I was praying for service. Usually, I will sleep and wake up around 1, 2 and pray till like 6 a.m. to prepare for service. That day, 12 minutes, I said, let me just sleep small. I just saw this call. So who is calling me at this time? Say, pastor, my sister has gone. Pastor, she cannot go. Pastor, she cannot go. Pastor, she has gone. They have covered her white cloth. Oh, pastor. That was very pretty morning. Pastor came to the service with red eyes. Said, pastor, this service will be hot. No. Now, person will pray for the way this red eye pastor came with. They watch for your souls. If God wants to ask somebody about your soul, who will he talk to? Who will he talk to? Who will he talk to? To be held accountable. You are in church to be held accountable. There must be somebody you can give account to. See, for the ladies, don't marry a man who cannot, there's nobody to talk to him. For the brothers, when you are marrying a lady, be find out who was she submitting to first. Even if you are going to be her husband, even if she loves him more than the whole world, there must be people she have loved before. Are you with me? If I want to misbehave now, there are people my wife can call. There are many. In fact, after we got married, I started taking out to them one by one. I said, Mommy Nina, I just wanted to tell you that my wife can always reach out to you. If she feels like I'm acting off course, you have the number. She can call you. Pastor Inufi, they can call you. There are plenty of people she wants, she can call. Are you with me? Is he accountable? So you are in church so that people can hold you accountable. It's God's system for you. That's the reason why we even have this thing in ministry where people say, this is my spiritual father. In the real sense of it, it's not a child's play to start a church. Are you with me? According to the Bible, if you want to go doctrinally, when God sends a man to start a church, you are the spiritual father of that church. In fact, if you study the Bible, you discover that there was almost nobody Paul referred to as spiritual father. Because God is trying to start a new apostolic line through you. That's why, if you understand how serious that thing is, you will not just rush and go and... Let me stop. Okay, this matter. Let me calm down. As it were, If you want to go strictly by Bible, you hardly see people who started works calling other people spiritual father. But God's system is that they must be, somebody must be able to hold you accountable. So now, even though we did not see Paul calling anybody spiritual father, Peter was able to hold Paul and say, this thing you are teaching. It was Peter that confirmed Paul's writings and said it is part of scripture. Yes, it was Peter. If not for Apostle Peter, maybe they would have struck out Apostle Paul's writings. It was in 2 Peter chapter 3 that Peter said, even though Paul's writings are difficult, they are part of scripture. It was Peter. There were people like Barnabas. It was Barnabas that carried Paul by the hand. Are you with me? It was Barnabas that carried Paul by the hand and said, this guy is truly saved though. He's now one of us. Are you with me? So, in our day and time, maybe before it was not a necessary thing, but now in our day and time, when you are attending a church, one of the questions you need to ask is, okay, this is my pastor. Who is the one that they should ask questions like, who ordained you? Who ordained you? Where did you come out from? Are you with me? Can we trace you? Okay, yes, you are now our spiritual father, but can we trace you to somebody else? If you want to misbehave, are there people that we can hold accountable? Say, see this guy, see what is happening. Let me know. I'm beginning to talk far. See what is happening. Who can hold you accountable? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, let me hear from you. Why do we go to church? Number one is what? Obedience to the pattern set by the Lord. Number two, for spiritual establishment. Number three, to provoke to good works. Number four, to be held accountable. You look at, let me show you two other verses. Acts 20 verse 28. It says, take it therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers. Do you see that word, overseers? Are you seeing this? To feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. So there are people who you oversee. Now, look at 1 Peter 5, verse 2. 1 Peter 5, verse 2. Even though the scriptures were directly to ministers, you get the point. 1 Peter 5, verse 2. He said, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraints, but willingly. That means you cannot really have an oversight over somebody who is not willing to be overseed. Are you with me? There are people. You know that I get coconut head. I know the year word. You know, Esau in the Bible was that kind of person. His father and mother called him and said, my son Esau, don't marry of the Canaanite women. The next verse, and Esau stood up and went to the land of Edom. And mainly they advised him. He said, that one you see me cannot do, I go do him. There are members like that. Where you talk to them, as you just tell them, don't do this thing. You say, I've heard you, sir. They stand up from there. And that's the exact thing they are going to do immediately. But we are different.